Trauma destroys relationships. Everyone in their life, either from role models, from events that happened to us, has gone through trauma. And that trauma response that's created when we do causes us to shut down our relationships, causes us to be angry, causes us to withdraw inside the relationship, causes us to project onto our partner the things that are wrong in the relationship. So these trauma responses of stress, anxiety, and depression, sad as I call them, causes us to break connection in the relationship, causes us to withdraw our love in the relationship, and hence long-term destroy the relationship. You can't exist in a relationship where the love has been withdrawn, because eventually you get lonely, eventually you get resentful, and eventually that trauma response is going to destroy your relationship. On average now, we have 60% plus relationships failing. And within that, what we see is at those sorts of rates of failure, trauma. And unless you deal with that trauma, see, everyone that's on this planet should be dealing with their trauma. Get it out of the way, deal with it. So that those behaviors, those automated behaviors of when she says something, you don't lose your shit. When he does something, you don't shut down and walk away or start attacking him. Those are trauma responses. So if you're doing that in your relationship, they should be the signs and the warning to you that it's time to work on the relationship. The reality is you maintain everything else in your life, your money, your car, your house, your kids, even educate your kids, right? You send them to school. But why don't you educate yourself? Why don't you educate yourself on the skills you need in a relationship? Because right now, you have at best a 1/3 chance of making it. The stats aren't good. And to significantly increase that chance to like 80, 90%, you want to work on the relationship to make sure it's going to last, to make sure that trauma response is not blocking you from having the love that you want and the love that you deserve in your relationship.